And you say, this morning I saw the sun
rise.
And the sun what?
Set.
Or at 6 o'clock this morning, the sun
rise.
And when we got outside, the sun had already
gone down.
Or the sun had already
set.
But talking about it's coming up, you say the sun had already
rise.
And you say, today is Friday, so Thursday was...
Today was Friday, so Thursday was...
Friday's today, so Thursday
yesterday.
Was, and Saturday is...
Tomorrow.
And if someone came on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but the Sunday a week earlier than last Sunday, you say he came...
2 weeks ago.
Okay, well, using the word Sunday.
No, run that by me again.
Say someone came here on a Sunday, and it wasn't last Sunday. It was a week earlier.
Sunday was a week ago.
Okay. And if someone was going to leave on a Sunday, it's not next Sunday, but a week beyond that, you'd say he was going to leave here.
Sunday week.
Okay. And say, if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask someone. If you wanted to know the time, you'd ask someone.
The time of day?
Huh?
What time is it?
Okay. And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say that it was...
7:30.
Or half?
Half past 7.
Okay. And if it was 15 minutes later than that, you'd say it was...
Quarter after.
Okay. Or 15 minutes later, it's 7:45, you'd say that it was a quarter.
Till.
Okay. And if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite a
while.
And you say 1972 was last year, 1973 is
this year.
And if a child's just had his third birthday, you'd say he's
3 years old.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
a year ago.
Okay. And say you look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when it's the sun shining and there aren't any clouds, you'd say that's a
pretty day.
Okay. And just the opposite kind of day, when the sun's not shining and it's overcast, you'd say that it's a
cloudy day or a bad day or...
Okay. And if the clouds were getting thicker and thicker and you figure that it might rain in a little while, you say the weather was
unsettled.
Or would you use an expression like gathering or threatening or changing?
Weather is threatening, I guess you would say.
What does that mean?
Threatening rain.
Uh-huh. And say if it had been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you say it looks like it's going to
clear up.
And you say, all night long the wind
blew.
And you say, it was pretty bad last night, but in years past it has
blowed harder.
Okay. And you say, it started to rain and the wind began to
blow.
And if the wind's from this direction, you say it's
from the north.
And a wind halfway between south and west, you'd call a
southwest wind.
And between south and east?
Southeast wind.
And east and north?
Northeast.
And west and north?
Northwest.
And say the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say the wind was
blowing harder.
Okay. And if it was the wind was getting weaker and weaker, you'd say it was
dying down.
Okay. And say if a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down.
Cloud burst.
Okay. Any other expressions?